You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The trends today may be worrisome and frightening, but the real things in life are God's great unseen ends.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, creator and controller of time, help us to see the trends of our time in the light of the ends you have in mind. Disclose to us and to all the world in your Son, Jesus Christ. In his saving name we pray. Amen. Every now and then you run into someone who has something special that has to be admired. He or she is absolutely unflappable. Some call it vision, a grip on the future. Others say it's not vision at all. It's a grip on reality, a clear view of the present. St. Paul called it faith. We look not at the things which are seen, he said, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. He knew exactly where he got that faith. We have the same spirit of faith as did the psalmist. I believe, and therefore I speak. We also believe, therefore we speak. Knowing that God, who brought the Lord Jesus back from death, will also bring us back to life again with Jesus, and present us to him along with you. These sufferings of ours are for your benefit. The more of you who are one to Christ, the more there are who thank him for his great kindness, and the more the Lord is glorified. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying day by day, yet day by day we are inwardly renewed and get new inner strength. These troubles and sufferings of ours are after all quite small and won't last very long. A short time of distress will result in the richest blessing upon us forever and ever. So we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Jesus Christ is part of our history. He lived and died. He is also the guarantee of life that is eternal. He was raised from the dead, brought back to life again after he had died. Anybody who has faith in him will go that same way, from death to life. That's the promise of God in Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ is not just a religious experience. Faith in Christ gives a man a grip on reality and a vision of the future at the same time. The two go together, and in Christ, both are real. Faith in Jesus Christ takes time in its stride. It's able to evaluate the trends because it sees the ends. It has perspective, something people are looking for and rarely find, unless they have faith that cuts through the restlessness of flitting from dawn to dusk. Faith overcomes. It overcomes the overpowering urge to give up in the face of futility. Faith sees things that cannot otherwise be seen. It knows things that cannot otherwise be known. Of faith, Paul said, our eyes are fixed not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. This outlook on life may sound to some people like going off the deep end, an escape into mysticism and unreality. It sounds like a dream world created in somebody's imagination. Either it is that, or it is a grip on reality that a lot of people don't have. Either the man is a dreamer, or he knows something that others have not yet discovered. St. Paul was not a dreamer, if dreaming means escape from reality. He knew all about life, how difficult it can be. "We are troubled on every side," he said. "We are perplexed. We are persecuted. We are down and out. We are dying all the time." This man did not deny the realities of life. But he did know something. "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Down and out, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." This is not some religion ignoring the realities of time and its ravages, of the body and its needs, of life and of death. It is faith, seeing things as they are and taking them in stride. It's faith, putting everything into perspective. It's what a lot of people are looking for and don't seem able to find. It is looking at the trends in the light of the ends. It is still necessary to bake bread and to eat bread. It's still necessary to work for a living and to bring home the paycheck for support of the family, to provide a roof over the head and education for the children. It's still necessary to have friends and to make them feel at home in your house. It's still necessary to go to the doctor when you feel ill and to have the dentist fix your teeth. It's still necessary to repair the sidewalk and to cut the grass. It's still necessary to take an active part in life all around you, helping to correct injustice and to promote justice. It's necessary to see the trends and to do something about them. But it's not necessary that a man's whole life be governed by the trends developing around him. It's not necessary to depend on things or to be struck with terror at the thought of losing those things. It's not necessary to look at life as if it consisted in the abundance of the things a man possesses. It's not necessary to be pushed about by the trends when you know the ends. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Travel is a good thing, but the good life is not based on travel. There is nothing like boating for fun, and nothing like fishing for relaxation. But the good life is not a continuous round of boating and fishing. Skiing is great. So are tennis, football, golf, gardening, building, and decorating the home. But if that is all there is to life, it turns out to be a fad, a mirage, a mere diversion, a dead end. The end of faith in Jesus Christ is not a dead end. It's life revived. Life renewed, life made whole again, life expecting and fulfilling, life that can truly be called eternal, right here and now, because it has an open end right into eternity. Faith in Jesus Christ accepts the reality of forgiveness. It's not what a lot of people are looking for today. Many of them obstinately insist that they need no forgiveness. That's about as unreal as anything can be. Anybody who does not need forgiveness is not human. To refuse forgiveness from God is stupid. Yet millions of people go right on in their ignorance about themselves, steadfastly ignoring the grace of God, paying a lot of attention to the trends, but none to the ends. Right on to death. Right on to death and the dead end, which is hell. God has opened up new ends in the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ. We don't open up the ends. He does. He forgives the past and gives hope for the future. What was death becomes life. That makes living altogether different. Living is Jesus Christ, said St. Paul. He found it out for himself with faith in God that he means what he says to our world in Jesus Christ. For me, said Paul, living is Christ.
That's a personal thing. Faith is always personal. The good news of God in Christ comes to you personally. It has to be accepted personally. Nobody can do that for you. It's yours to take and yours to have in Jesus Christ. He died for you, and he lives for you. He is alive and he is Lord. Take Jesus Christ. Go with Jesus Christ and have life in Jesus Christ. That's the good news of God. Faith in Jesus Christ changes everything. It gives people a whole new outlook on life. You don't have to go around beating other people's brains out in order to survive. You don't have to worry and fret about tomorrow. That's in God's hands, so why worry about it? You are saved from all of that when you have faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ works by love. It works that way right here and now. You can usually tell whether someone has faith in Jesus Christ by the love that pops out on his face and in everything he does. I've seen that many times, and it's a great thing to see. A lot of marriages could stand a good, strong dose of faith and love. They're some of the unseen things, so often despised and neglected, and so necessary if life is to be real and not a fake imitation. The writer of the book of Proverbs once said, "Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted ox and hatred with it. Better a frankfurter with kindness than a steak dinner with constant bickering and quarreling." Faith and love do great things at home, at work, and even at play. They produce honesty and dependability, courtesy and cooperation. People have the nerve to be courteous and cooperative when their eyes are fixed, not just on the things that are seen, which are temporal, but on the things that are unseen, which are eternal. When it comes right down to it, the great unseen is God himself. To have faith in him is to trust him. To love him is to serve him. Faith and love may themselves be unseen, but you can see them at work. God is unseen, but he can be known in his Son, Jesus Christ. You see him at work in Jesus Christ. You see God in that baby born at Bethlehem, and in that man who said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." You see God in his Son dying on a cross for the sins of the world. And you see God in that empty tomb from which the Son rose to be the Lord of heaven and earth. You see God taking his Son back to himself and proclaiming through his messenger, "This same Jesus you have seen go into heaven will come again in exactly the same way as you have seen him go into heaven." In Jesus Christ, you see God. You don't see everything about God. He is still over and beyond everyone and everything. It's still necessary to trust him, to have confidence in him, to put your faith in him. In that faith, there's salvation, because it is faith in him. He is the end, the ever-living end. He has his ends, those great unseen ends, and they will come to be as surely as he is, so surely they will come to be. The trends may be worrisome and frightening right now, but the real things in life are his great unseen ends. He raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He can be trusted to forgive us our sins and to make his ends come true. The trends in the end will serve his ends. It's a great way to live. With faith and love toward the living God. It's not easy, but I can tell you, it's great. St. Paul said when he thought about the great things that had happened to him after he came to know God, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, to the King of all the ages, incorruptible, unseeable, the only God, be honor and glory throughout all the ages. We look not to the things which are seen, the things that are temporal, but to the things which are not seen, the things that are eternal. To God, unseen and unseeable, honor and glory throughout all the ages. Amen.